I want to share with you some background to a song that we've sung quite often, The Lord Has Been Mindful of Me. In his autobiography, L.O. Sanderson provides this background to this song. He said, "When I was converted in 1922, I first thought I had made a sacrifice. I left a good work, providing good pay and good friends and boosters with an opportunity to receive worthy promotion. But I left that and became a member of the church, which had suffered brunts from denominationalism everywhere. But then," he writes, "but I really didn't sacrifice. I didn't miss a week's work by the change. I found so many true associations. I had 1,000 mothers in spiritual Israel. I had brothers and sisters by the thousands who were nearer and dearer than flesh kin. I was led into endeavors that far outstripped what I had been doing. I decided I had been wonderfully blessed. With this feeling, I wrote, 'The Lord has been mindful of me.'" You can see in this story in the lyrics. "In days of shadow, troubles, and darkness, the Lord has still been mindful. More than any grief, sorrow, adversity, or sacrifice, I have been blessed. I'm rich, saved, happy, in good health, prosperous in many ways. Homes open to me and friends of greater value than all the wealth of the world. Indeed, God blesses and blesses again. And this was the song of my heart." There's another song that he wrote that I thought was similar in its message. It's actually a poem written by Horatius Bonar, entitled "Yes, For Me He Careth." And this was a song that L.O. Sanderson didn't write the words, but he wrote the music for this poem. It contains these words: "Yes, for me he careth, with a brother's tender care. Yes, with me he shareth, every burden, every fear. Yes, o'er me he watcheth, ceaseless watcheth, night and day. Yes, even me, he snatcheth from the perils of the way." I group these two songs together because both of them speak about the blessing of God, how he blesses and blesses us again and again, how he cares for us. And as we sing these two songs, think about these words. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, "Cast your care upon him, for he cares for you." Another song that L.O. Sanderson wrote the music to, not the words but the music, is entitled "A New Creature" or "Buried with Christ." I'm hoping some of these songs that we've sung, it really has brought back memories for me, having sung them earlier but not recently. This one I've sung in the past, but it's been a while. But this has, to me, has a fascinating background to it, as to the origin of this song. And I want to read to you again from what L.O. Sanderson wrote about this song. "After my conversion, I tried to influence others. Thomas O. Chisholm was among them." Now, in some of the songs that we'll sing, you'll see Thomas O. Chisholm as the author of the words and L.O. Sanderson as the writer of the music. So this was one that he tried to influence, Thomas O. Chisholm. "We exchanged many letters on religious convictions. We seemed agreed. He had a similar background, a religious background, as he. But we lived far apart. I was in Springfield, Missouri, and he in Vineland, New Jersey. Long trips were out in those days. So to know if I might have made an impression, I asked him to write me a poem based on Romans 6, 3 through 18. The words 'buried with Christ' were the result." Another commenting on this song and the background to it said, "This is a key passage on the meaning of baptism. And he," that is L.O. Sanderson, "hoped that in the process of writing a hymn on it, his friend, who is a member of denomination, would examine the subject afresh." I thought that was fascinating. Because in suggesting this text to his friend Thomas O'Chisholm, in writing a poem about it, he'd have to study about baptism and what it means. He'd have to read passages like Romans 6, 3 and 4. Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And Thomas O'Chisholm, in reading and studying and thinking about these words of Scripture, wrote stanzas such as this one. This is part of the song. Buried with Christ, my blessed Redeemer, dead to the old life of folly and sin. Satan may call, the world may entreat me. There is no voice that answers within. It's a powerful text on the meaning of the rite of baptism. But Paul is also stressing in Romans 6 the effect that baptism into Christ should have on our lives. After all, he began this section with these words. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? So Thomas O'Chisholm, as he wrote the words to this song, not only discussed baptism as a burial, but it also has implications on our lives going forward, that we're to say no to sin. We're to leave that old life of folly and sin and not listen to the voices that would call us to and tempt us to sin. Here is where we are when we rise from the waters of baptism, one writer said. Having taken hold of God's free gift of grace, with Paul we can say, the world has been crucified to me and I to the world, Galatians 6:14. The relationship we had with that former life has been severed. We still live in the world, of course, and we live in the consequences of past actions, but our spiritual life is entirely new. As we sing this song, notice what it teaches about baptism, but also notice what it teaches about our new life in Christ and how we're to live our lives focused on Him and saying no to the world. Let's sing it together. A new creature, or buried with Christ. And that 605 should be Bring Christ Your Broken Life, right? Bring Christ Your Broken Life. I'm only going to read the lyrics because to me this is a powerful message and serves well to extend the invitation of Christ. Notice these words. Bring Christ your broken life so marred by sin. He will create anew, make whole again. Your empty, wasted years He will restore, and your iniquities remember no more. Bring Him your every care, if great or small. Whatever troubles you, oh, bring it all. Bring Him the haunting fears, the nameless dread. Thy heart He will relieve and lift up thy head. Bring Him your weariness, receive His rest. Weep out your blinding tears upon His breast. His love is wonderful, His power is great, and none that trust in Him shall be desolate. Blessed Savior of us all, almighty friend, His presence shall be ours unto the end. Without Him life would be how dark, how drear, but with Him morning breaks and heaven is near. Listen to this. L.O. Sanderson said, I had written the music, but could not by myself come up with acceptable lyrics. I sent the music to T.O. Chisholm and asked him to see what he thought most appropriate for words. This poem was the result. This has become a much-used song, an exhortation, and an appeal to one and all as to the faithful Savior who can handle any situation. Tonight, it may be your desire to respond to the Savior's invitation to become a child of God, to be baptized into Christ, or to come return as one who's wandered away, or to come desiring to bring him your every care and ask your brothers and sisters in Christ to pray with you and for you. If that be the case, as we sing this song, won't you come right now as we stand and sing?